I don't know what you've heard about you, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. Whether it's the phone or clean feed, it's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about you, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. Nico, get the f*** out our city. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
That's right. 2:37 on this White Elephant Day Eve. And you know that theme song. And for the final time in 2025, we say hello to the Texas Radio Hall of Famer, one-third of those Courage Boys. In the morning, it is International Chirp Chirp, our friend George Dunn.
Yeah.
Giorgio.
Sweet spot.
Giorgio.
How we doing?
You know, that it's a really generic saying about how time goes faster as you get older. I'm going to proclaim 2025 as the fastest year ever.
Interesting.
At least for me.
I think there's something to that, because it feels like it slowed down during COVID.
Yeah.
And once we started to turn the corner, it's like, okay, we were alive again. And this year has felt more, I guess, relatively normal. We had a lot going on, and that's very generic. But yeah, it's
a lot going
it's,
on.
It's stuff, driving and car stuff. Yeah, it did feel like a really fast year.
There is some truth to that. I know it's a very generic, boy, the time just gets faster as you get older, but it really is true. This year has just flown by. I can't believe it's December.
It really has. And listening to the Touchdown Brothers on your program this morning, they had a rip fest. And I thought, you know what? Tis the season. It could be Ripmas for all we know.
Okay.
And I know George likes to rip people. So on this final episode in 2025, I want you to look back on this year and just throw anything out there that you want to rip, because people definitely deserve to be ripped.
I gave a lot of thought to this, because you're right. People need to be ripped. Mm-hmm. We don't rip people enough.
Not enough.
Yeah, we're too nice.
Actually, that's all we do, basically, to each other. We just rip each other and dunk on each other.
That's all the internet is now.
Yeah, it's just a place to be ripped. But I thought about this morning, and maybe it's just because it's fresh on my mind. I tell you who needs to be ripped is the American Athletic Conference.
Okay.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Okay. So this is a championship game, and it's on ABC, is it not?
It is, yeah, big ABC.
I literally watched it on Channel 8 this past Friday night.
Yeah. Okay, so you would think, all right, that's a high-class production. Just as many cameras for that game as you would have for Alabama-Tennessee, or at least close to it. I don't know if you're going to have, the wire cam or something like that. But we're not going to have a camera on the goal line to see that Drew Mestemaker, without question, knocked the ball loose. I mean, I could tell, you could tell, anyone with a brain could tell.
Yes.
As you're watching this thing, okay, Mestemaker's helmet is at the 1 yard line. That's where the ball comes loose. That is a fumble.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the reason why North Texas lost. I'm not saying that. But we looked at that thing for 5 minutes, and it was just. And I've always been an advocate for replay. It's not perfect, but we need it, and we really need it for a play like that to where, hey, wait a minute, that didn't look right, but if you look at that slowed down, that is a fumble, and that's a touchback. That's a tough break, but that's what that is, and they need to be ripped for that.
I totally agree. Totally agree.
Can I rip the American for one more thing?
Oh,
hit him.
So, and I don't want this to be cry of the loser for North Texas, but where do they play the SEC championship game every year?
Atlanta.
Where do they play the Big 12 championship game?
Dallas or Arlington.
These games are played in domes, inside, neutral sites. Where did they play the American championship game?
At the home site of a place where it had been raining for 3 days.
Yes!
The only way you could slow down the highest scoring team in college football.
And I'm
ridiculous.
And I love watching element games, watching Bears, Packers outside is awesome. But when you're playing in a championship game and you're trying to get the best product, it needs to be at a neutral site. And it needs to, the elements don't need to be a factor.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Like, it feels like UNT got screwed in every way. And yes, cry the loser again.
Maybe don't turn it over five times.
Don't do that. Yes. Don't turn it over. Don't have your star running back get hurt on the first drive.
Oh, God. Everything went against us.
So bad.
Okay, I don't know if you guys ever heard this theory before, but I thought about it as I was watching this game and getting really, really sad. And I have one more rip, by the way, after this. But as to the reason why it just seemed like everything was going wrong for North Texas that night, do y'all remember Spencer Leftwich, offensive line coach for North Texas for a long time?
Yes, I know that name.
He went to, his son is now the offense coordinator at Texas Tech, Mac. That's Spencer's son.
Okay.
Lefty was a, and still is, I think he still coaches high school football. Just a really interesting guy, offensive line coach, had a really gravelly voice. He and I had, it was actually his concept for a TV show called In the Trenches, and it was a coach's show, but all you would show is tackle to tackle, what happened at the line of scrimmage. You wouldn't show where the ball was.
He's at UTEP now, I think.
And it would be sponsored by Pearl Beer and Beech Nut, and because he chewed tobacco a lot. Anyway, he had the theory when he was at North Texas that as we were getting better, he still thought we would never do anything great because the football gods were against us for painting soccer lines on the football field. And that he said that would hang over the school for a long, long time.
So
all I could think about Friday night was, man, maybe Lefty was right. We never should have put soccer lines on Fouts Field. Even though we've moved stadiums, it's just the football gods heard, wait, they're in a conference championship game, and if they win, they go to the something called the college football playoff? No. Let's have everything possible go against them.
Yeah.
Let's come up with 12 quick things, and yeah, there's no way they can win the game. That was so sad.
Well, Jeb, I got a couple things that I, one thing I know you'll love to rip with me, and that's that's Tony Romo. Because when Tony Romo came on the scene at CBS, you were the only one here on the station talking about how not good he was. The rest of us thought he was a breath of fresh air after Phil Simms. He has gotten so bad now in year seven. It's like he's making Nance worse. And you know what? Mea culpa here. I want to apologize from like 7 years ago because you were absolutely right.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, it's okay. I think, you know, it's a very subjective thing. You can like, you know, an announcer that I would like may not be your cup of tea. But the thing that just got on my nerves from a very early stage was that he just appeared to be an announcer who didn't do his homework to me. Now, he knows the game. Hey, this may be a run left, or I think they're going to try to throw over the top here or whatever it is. That's a zone, and I think they're going to do this. But, man, he just has always given the appearance to me of a guy who wasn't really putting a lot into it. And you're right about how he makes Jim awkward just by, yeah, he's running fast just like you would, Jim. It's like Nance doesn't really know what to say.
And what's going on with Romo's voice these days? Why does he sound like he smoked a pack before every game now?
I don't know. Was it all the yelling when he played?
I don't. It's a great
question.
But
you're right. He needs to be ripped.
And when he has nothing, he just makes sound effects.
Yes. Wee.
Super Bowl. Super Bowl.
Yep, yep. Something else that needs to be ripped. I don't know how you feel about this, George, because you used to enjoy pop music when you were, you know, your kids were younger. Pop music sucked in 2025. Like, there were such few we didn't have a song of the summer.
That's right.
Literally, songs from K-pop Demon Hunters, which I hear down the hall from my daughters, those were actually getting radio play. This was a really light year for pop music, so.
Yeah, pop music does need to be ripped. I don't think it was quite as good.
No, Chappell Roan, maybe. Luther by Kendrick and SZA was a good song, but there was no great bangers this year. So do better.
No, I'm with you on that. Yeah. What about some of Tay-Tay's stuff?
I mean, I thought her last album, which I've heard from the wife, it's not as good as what she put out a few years ago.
Hot. Sports.
No, opinions. Not the one with 30-something songs on it. The one that came out just like Monthas.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Oh, okay, that one? Okay.
That's great.
Really? See, I think that has a couple of bangers on it.
I'll rip something in the music industry if we can continue on this.
Keep ripping.
And I think this is absolutely brilliant marketing, but I can't stand it. It's the Spotify Wrapped that we've been seeing for the past 2 weeks now. Where if you get on, if you get on Instagram or Twitter, everybody posts the top five music artists that they've listened to in the past year.
And YouTube is doing it now. Apple Music is doing it.
And it's honestly, it's brilliant for them. Like I guess Apple Music does it. I don't see it as much, but this is Spotify saying, hey, come listen to us, pay us your money. And then at the end of the year, you can brag about how much you listen to Morgan Wallen throughout the year. Like, I've learned so many people listen to Morgan Wallen this year. I'm like, really?
It is interesting though that they took the algorithm and marketed that. And I thought that was, yeah.
And how much can we honestly trust it? Like, do you think they're kind of just making it up? They say like, okay, you've got Taylor Swift in your library. You're probably listening to that a lot. So you're in the top 1% of her listeners.
Now go post about it. I wonder about that. It did say, do you guys do Spotify?
I do.
How old were you according to Spotify?
See, I don't like it. I don't do the Spotify Wrapped. It'll probably say I'm like 70 or something. I don't know.
It said yeah, I was 21.
No way, really?
So you're listening to K-pop? What was your Golden
Americana, Texas country? But I guess some of the artists that I listened to, you know, like Cameron Albright, and I'm trying to think of another young Texas artist. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was 21. Maybe it's because I'm listening to a lot of stuff that college kids are listening to. I guess I don't know.
Well, good job, George. Way to stay young.
I was a little bit surprised by that. That I was expecting to see 50 or 60, because you know I'll throw some 80s in there and some old Stones and you know stuff like that that I think would get me up in the demo a little bit. Oh, you know who else needs to be ripped?
Ooh, let's do some ripping.
The NCAA for allowing our current state. I mean, we all love college football, and we all just we kind of put up with the changes, and we say, okay, well, that's fine. Well, who's playing Saturday? And I'm still interested. But at some point, it's going to take its toll. And the fact that they've let it get to this point where the Lane Kiffin story can happen, the Morrison Sumrall story can happen, that you can go and get these coaches when they're having the greatest season in program history, why we can't wait until the end of the season, why we fire coaches in September and start preparing for the big December hire. It's just ridiculous. And no one steps in and until they break away and form the, I don't know, the American Football Conference again or something like that, then this is going to go on and it's just going to get even more stupid.
You know what else is stupid and needs to be ripped? Is who the Stars are playing tonight, the Winnipeg Jets, because, yeah, the Stars took care of them in the postseason, but they decided to roll this song out as they entered the playoffs.
I forgot about this.
And this might have been the worst thing I've heard. This might have been the low moment of 2025.
This is Ham's most listened to song on Spotify this year.
Yeah. I know you remember this, George.
Oh, it was so bad. Not a banger.
Cups.
And I hate that this pops in my head every now and again. So screw you, Winnipeg.
Well, they lost in six games to the Stars when they put this out.
You know
what?
They lost Hellebuck, too, recently. So the Stars are going to smoke them tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Heck, yeah.
Right here on the ticket.
Right here on the ticket. You guys ready for White Elephant?
Hell yeah, man.
Why not?
Okay.
You
ready?
Let's do it. I know you're ready for the Frozen Awesome Hour. You guys doing that?
I think we're doing 4 hours of it. I think Lando has to eat a hot dog and have a Frozen Awesome once an hour.
He's preparing for it right now.
That's called light work.
I was going to say, I can do more.
Light work.
Yeah, let's see how many you can get up to.
I think he's going to be a lot of fun 4 margs in, though, don't you?
I think oh my gosh. 3 hot dogs in is what's going to do me in, because this is too many hot dogs.
It'll be okay.
It's going to be awesome in Myers Garden tomorrow.
Yes.
All the P1s
need
gonna
to come
out.
Great.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. White Elephant.
Yeah, man. All right. Well, I'm sure we'll cross paths. At least Sean will tomorrow, and we'll have a lot of fun out at Myers Garden. George, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, boys.
See ya. There he goes.
See ya.